Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Nuam with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien, we're looking at peatlands, otherwise known as the bog. The semi-state company Bord na Mona has formally ended its peat harvesting and has said that briquette manufacturing at its last remaining factory will end this year. We also know that the sale of smoky fuels, including turf, has been banned since 2022. We'll often hear about the importance of preserving peatlands, particularly in relation to climate change and other environmental issues. So what's the big deal about them? And why should we be looking to protect them? To find out a bit more, I met up with Micheál Callaghan from the Community Wetlands Forum.
Sure. So look, peatlands are really important when it comes to combating climate change and protecting biodiversity. So we often think of forestry and the Amazon rainforest as being the lungs of the earth, and of course that's very true. However, maybe we don't realise how important peatlands are. So peatlands cover 3% of the earth's surface, but that 3% contains over a third of the earth's carbon. So it actually stores about a third of the earth's carbon. So a hectare or even a square metre of peatland, healthy peatland, will store more carbon than a similar size area of forestry. So peatlands are incredibly important, and it's important that they're in, I suppose, a healthy state. And obviously a healthy state for a bog or a peatland basically is a wet bog.
Okay.
If the bog is drained, it means it dries out, and if it's drained or if it's drying out, it could be releasing significant amounts of carbon. But if a bog, in very simple terms, of course, but if a bog is wet and if it's restored, it will get to a stage where it's actually taking in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So massive. I heard bogs being described as climate heroes. You know,
you're right.
Like so, in a way, that's exactly what they are. Like, I would have gone to a lot of climate marches and meetings about climate change and whatever, but I didn't realise all this time that the answer, in a way, was under my feet. You mightn't realise it, but there are carnivorous plants on bogs. So plants that basically eat insects, essentially. You know, you would see them maybe in cartoons, American cartoons, but they're actually on Irish bogs. The curlew, an endangered bird, I mean, bogs and wet bogs are very important for the curlew. The hen harrier, a whole host of bird species, insects, butterflies, moths, you name it. Like, if you go down to a bog in the summertime, and if you hang around for a little while, you will see so much life. So it's really important that we conserve these places. But as well as that, bogs, obviously healthy bogs, are very important for nature, but they're important for us as well, because we need nature for our well-being, you know, our mental and physical well-being. So it's kind of a two-way relationship, in a way.
I also met with environmental scientist Owen Connaughton from the Gaelic Woodland Project and asked him exactly what a bog is made up of and how does it function.
So what a bog is, it's a big blanket of moss. It's called sphagnum moss. It releases this chemical compound called sphagnin. It's antimicrobial, so it stops bacteria from breaking down organic matter, which means that the moss has been able to grow on top of itself for thousands and thousands of years, which is why if it's cut and drained, it releases all the carbon, because you have thousands of years of life that is breaking down once it's dried suddenly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We've done so much damage without realizing it.
Yeah.
So we've been draining the bogs for near two centuries at least to try and take turf out to heat people's homes. It's because the forests were gone. Of course, you couldn't burn the wood anymore because the island was deforested. So what we need to do is block the drains, back the water back in to the bogs to restore the hydrology. But that is not an easy thing. And there's 60,000 homes that rely on turf burning to heat their homes as well. So there needs to be an alternative for these farmers, these landowners, these homes. Home is where the hearth is. And if you take the heat out of it, you need to provide something else. And that's why we're also, you know, we could use invasive species, for example. We could use cherry laurel as firewood, as a cultural alternative to burning peat in the transition.
Peatlands are among the most carbon-rich ecosystems on Earth. In a natural condition, peatlands have a net cooling effect on climate, reduce flood risk and support biodiversity. They reduce flood risk by slowing the flow of water from the uplands and by providing floodplain storage in the lowlands. They also provide important nesting and feeding grounds for many wading birds, as well as important habitats for rare insects and plants. Along with all this, healthy peatlands capture CO2 from the atmosphere through photosynthesis. They store vast quantities of carbon, and where peat continues to form, this helps to offset the effects of human activities such as fossil fuel burning that are raising CO2 levels in the atmosphere, leading to climate change. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.